The United Nations launched its biggest ever aid effort for Syria on Friday. It is seeking $5.2 billion to help those people displaced by the ongoing civil war. Laura Yerachi reports.
One in three Syrians, that is 6.8 million people, are currently in need of urgent help for food and shelter, and the numbers are only expected to rise. Valerie Amos, head of the United Nations Humanitarian Operations, made the stark prediction at a press conference held in Geneva on Friday.
We have just launched our biggest ever appeal for Syria. We had hoped we would not have to do it again, but today we are asking for $4.4 billion for the whole of 2013. That's more than half the combined total of all of our other appeals, which cover 16 countries from Afghanistan through to Somalia.
In addition, the UN appealed for $830 million to assist Lebanon and Jordan, which are currently handling the largest number of Syrian refugees, bringing the total figure of the appeal to $5.2 billion. The head of the UN High Commission for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, said the figure may seem high, but it is actually little compared with what is usually spent in the West for things such as fuel or overseas travel.
We have now 1.6 million refugees in the countries around Syria. But we are receiving 200,000 new refugees every month. We expect that we might reach 3.5 million refugees by the end of the year.
The largest donors to the UN for Syria to date are the European Commission, which pledged another 400 million euros last week, followed by Kuwait, the United States, Britain, and Japan. However, some nations have yet to honor their pledges. In the meantime, the United States and Russia are planning talks in Geneva, possibly in July, to try to accelerate a resolution to the Syrian conflict. I'm Laura Yerachi.